Martin sent an email to DEC staff Tuesday announcing his departure after 4 years leading the agency. Martin's was unavailable for comment, but the DEC released his email. In it, he praises DEC response to environmental and natural emergencies. He cites accomplishments that include lowering the cap on greenhouse gas emissions, funding for flood control structures and coastal erosion projects, simplifying hunting and fishing licenses, reforming the state's brownfield program, and obtaining 10-year reauthorization of the Superfund program, and purchase of the Finch Prime lands in the Adirondacks, which he noted as one of the largest additions to the forest preserve in the state's history. He also writes that, quote, "At long last, we concluded our review of hydraulic fracturing and decided that there was simply too many unknowns and the possible risk too great to allow it to go forward," unquote. Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe had heard rumors that the commissioner might leave and says local governments are sad to see him depart.
He's been probably the best commissioner for local government to work with since I've been involved, so sorry to see him go. I mean, he's made it a point to be concerned about Adirondack communities as well as the Forest Preserve and the preservation of the natural resources. He's been concerned about the economy of communities in the North Country, which has been very refreshing. And he's just very knowledgeable on all the issues. It's been great.
Adirondack Wild, Friends of the Forest Preserve staff partner Dave Gibson, says Martin's tenure had many high points,
including obviously the decision not to allow hydraulic fracturing. That was certainly one project that I'm sure he wanted to see through. Another one is the Finch lands. Three of the big four projects have been completed and are now in the public domain. So I know he was staying in part to complete as much as he could of that big project in the Adirondacks.
Adirondack Council Executive Director Willie Janeway says Martin's has advanced a pro-Adirondack agenda.
For us in the Adirondacks, perhaps what's biggest is the improvement and change in the culture of the communities and the environmental organizations working together, completing the 61,000 acre, he's helped guide us through the majority of this land acquisition, working with communities, making sure they economically benefit while protecting these natural resources. And it's a legacy that he can always be proud of.
Pause. People of Albany United for Safe Energy spokesperson Sandy Steubing has both praise and criticism for the commissioner.
We're grateful for his decision on fracking for natural gas here in New York, and we're very pleased that he stood his ground. However, we are disappointed that he has not declared the fracked oil that we get from North Dakota. He has not stopped that oil from coming into the Port of Albany, which he could do.
The Business Council of New York calls Martin's an excellent leader of the agency. Director of Government Affairs Darren Suarez hopes a replacement will have the same skills.
We honestly had a great commissioner, and if Commissioner Martin had a twin, that would be excellent. I think probably the closest thing to his twin would be Mark Ertzman. The same passion for the environment, but the same recognition that we can actually make good things happen, and they don't have to be at a cost for the environment or for the business.
DEC Executive Deputy Mark Gersman will become Acting Commissioner. Martin's is taking a job as a consultant with the land preservation organization Open Space Institute, which he led before he was appointed DEC Commissioner in 2011. You can read his letter to DEC staffers at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.